Yes, sir.
Ain't this you, Junior?
Don't call me that, please.
Well, what are you doing here?
I came to get you. What do you think?
Late 14th century Ming Dynasty.
Oh, it breaks the heart.
And the head.
You hit me, Dad.
I'll never forgive myself.
Don't worry,
I'm fine. Thank God. It's fake. See, you can tell with the cross sections.
No!
Dad, get your stuff. We gotta get out of here.
Well, I'm sorry about your head, though. But I thought you were one of them.
Dad, they come in through the doors.
Good point. But better safe than sorry. So I was wrong this time. But by God, I wasn't wrong when I mailed you my diary. You obviously got it.
I got it and I used it. We found the entrance to the catacombs.
Through the library?
Right.
I knew it. And the tomb of Sir Richard?
Found it.
He was actually there. You saw him?
Well, what was left of him?
And his shield. The inscription on Sir Richard's shield.
Alexandretta.
Alexandretta, of course. On the pilgrim trail from the Eastern Empire. Junior, you did it.
No, Dad, you did. 40 years.
If only I could have been with you.
There were rats, Dad.
Rats?
Yeah, big ones. What do the Nazis want with you, Dad?
They wanted my diary.
Yeah?
I knew I had to get that book as far away from me as I possibly could.
Yes.
I will take the book now.
What book?
You have the diary in your pocket.
You don't. Do you think my son would be that stupid that he would bring my diary all the way back here? You didn't, did you? You didn't bring it, did you?
Well, you
did.
Look, can we discuss this later?
I should have mailed it to the Marx Brothers.
Will you take it easy? Take it easy? Why do you think I sent it home in the first place so it wouldn't fall into their hands? I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior? I told you. Don't call me Junior.
Look what you did! Did! I can't believe what you did!
Stop! Stop! We're going the wrong way. We have to get to Berlin.
Brody's this way!
My diary's in Berlin.
We don't need the diary, Dad. Marcus has the map.
There is more in the diary than just the map.
All right, Dad. Tell me.
Well, he who finds the Grail must face the final challenge.
What final challenge?
3 devices of such lethal cunning.
Booby traps?
Oh, yes. But I found the clues that will safely take us through in the Chronicles of St. Anselm.
Well, what are they?
Can't you remember? I wrote them down in my diary so that I wouldn't have to remember.
Half the German army's on our tail, and you want me to go to Berlin? Into the lion's den?
Yes. The only thing that matters is the Grail.
What about Marcus?
Marcus would agree with me.
2 selfless martyrs. Jesus Christ.
That's for blasphemy. The quest for the Grail is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is captured by the Nazis, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand me?
This is an obsession, Dad. I never understood it. Never.
Neither did Mom.
Oh, yes, she did. Only too well. Unfortunately, she kept her illness from me. But all I could do was mourn her. Sharing your adventures is an interesting experience.
It's not always shared. It's disgraceful. You're old enough to be her grandfather.
I'm as human as the next man.
I was the next man.
Ships that pass in the night.
Do you remember the last time we had a quiet drink? I had a milkshake.
What did we talk about?
We didn't talk. We never talked.
Do I detect a rebuke?
A regret. It's just the two of us, Dad. It was a lonely way to grow up. For you, too. If you'd been an ordinary average father like the other guys' dads, you'd have understood that.
Actually, I was a wonderful father.
Wonderful.
Did I ever tell you to eat up, go to bed, wash your ears, do your homework? No, I respected your privacy, and I taught you self-reliance.
What you taught me was that I was less important to you than people who'd been dead for 500 years in another country. And I learned it so well that we've hardly spoken for 20 years.
You left just when you were becoming interesting.
Dad, how can you?
I'm here now. What do you want to talk about?
I can't think of anything.
Then what are you complaining about? Like, we have work to do. When we get to Alexandretta, we will face three challenges. First, the breath of God. Only the penitent man will pass. Second, the word of God. Only in the footsteps of God will he proceed. Third, the path of God. Only in the leap from the lion's head will he prove his worth.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Thank you.
suddenly remembered my Charlemagne. Let my armies be the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. As you can tell, I don't sound very good. I had planned something to coincide with Father's Day to record, but that's not going to happen. So in tonight, we're just going to do it freeform style. I think sometimes people forget that a human being is sitting in the room. And so, you know, sometimes I'm just going to refrain from the conversations. So it's like everything that I say gets trampled on. And that's not here. This is a safe space. I always maintain that this podcast and the audience and its components are a safe, inclusive space. And I don't make fun of people for my own personal gain. And I don't go after people because I don't fit their structure, their really weak structure of conformity. So I don't fit that. So yeah, it's been an interesting day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. There's a lot of fathers in film, in music, in life, you know. There's the godfathers of metal, there's the godfathers of punk, there's the godfathers of rock and roll. The archetypes who gave birth to a movement. And then film, you know, you have Jean-Luc Godard and Scorsese, Lucas, Spielberg, Coppola, Bergman. They all gave birth to these movements that we celebrate and salute daily. So, and the images, you know, that's what it's really all about. The images, the art form. Being visceral. And so, yeah, you know, I won't discuss why I feel this way. Because really, it doesn't belong on this podcast. And that is why I always stress being inclusive and being kind and not ragging on other people, because we don't like the status quo and we don't act like the status quo. So, yeah, being compared to other people who are all about conformity. These wonderful art forms that we love are not about conformity. They are about being whomever you want to be. And in a really long dream, some of its contents I don't remember, but I thought I knew I have to record to just touch bases with you all. So, yeah, it's been a long day, a somewhat productive day. I wouldn't necessarily say there was a lot of laughter, but probably at the expense of others. So yeah. When I do this podcast, I don't do it to lash out at others. I don't do it to hold others accountable. I do it because I love doing it. I love talking to the audience. If you want to go find someone who is holding other people accountable, go to a stand-up set. I don't do stand-up, so go to a stand-up set. But here, I speak to all of you, and we live in these inclusive worlds, and we like what we like. So when I'm pressed about a film that I don't particularly care for, I don't care for it. That's enough said. Same with a piece of music. But it's funny when people go after that as well. So, yep. I mean, I've lightened up, but, you know, after a while, I get tired of the BS. So what I did is I came in and just lied down, relaxed, didn't want to be part of it. So, yeah, because, you know, sometimes people don't think you two have feelings, and it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. But yes, you know, we have a lot of fathers in film. We have, of course, Woody from Nebraska. We have, of course, Sanford and Son. Hello. That's a funny comedy duo right there. You have John Witherspoon, who always played a really great father and grandfather. Friday in The Boondocks. You had Robert Downey Sr., who put his son in a film, Pound. And his son, of course, is Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Sr. was known for Putney Swope. You have Rick and Morty. You have Rick Sanchez, who is the father of Beth, the grandfather of Morty, and Summer. Yeah. Yeah. The father-in-law of Jerry, you know. You have Stan Spornak as the ex-husband and always father or grandfather to their children, Michael and Kate, I think that was their names. You have all these different characters within the stratosphere of fathers and father figures. And Terminator, you've got Terminator 2, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the father figure. Don't tell George Michael. Yeah. You just have a lot. We have a lot of father aspects in the film podcast. The film podcast, you know, we have, of course, Jason Almy and Chris Wetzke, who are fathers, and Adam Simmons, who is the father of pizza and the father of Judas Priest. Yeah. I thought I'd throw that in there. It's been a crazy day. It's been a crazy, at times, bearable day. And last night I got to talk about The Northman, a film that I love. And that right there is about a father-son that the Hamlet is based off of. And the character Omelette, hello, and his father, played by Ethan Hawke. And then his other father figures, his spirit guides, the men who helped to shape him into an individual on the battlefields. And those who guide him in his quests. Yeah. It's a team effort. So, that's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, including mine. Please be respectful. Please be responsible for the words that you say to people, rather than go after them and go after the things they like at your own expense while talking very ad nauseum about subject matter that really enough. You know, car parts and cars. Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, I would be bored to fucking tears if that's all I talked about on this show. But thankfully for you, I am a colorful individual, and I talk about film, and I talk about music, and I talk about art, and I talk about television, and how it all just mixes into these wonderful things we call the arts and sciences. So, yeah. I'm very grateful to have this show, to have the audience, to have all the hot dilfs in the world as well. Shout out Carlos and his husband. Yeah. But I'm under the weather. I managed to do a few minutes for you all. The consistency of doing this daily. And it's, like I said, it was not a great day. I mean, it was okay. It had its moments. But you know, I can only take so much. So as always, unpleasant dreams.